The Return of Jesus and the End of the Age. Hamas. The news of the day is the heinous attacks on innocents in Israel by the demonic terrorists, Hamas in Gaza. There is speculation swirling in the smoke and columns of fire from the rocket attacks that this could be the beginning of the end as prophesied in scriptures, the last days. The swift, decisive and appropriately violent response by Israel would make it seem that this will at least be the end of Hamas as a terror group, and should send a strong message to Iran and other terrorist states. But if this unprovoked attack and murder of innocent men, women, children and babies spreads, it could begin to look like prophecies regarding Israel and the end of days are coming to pass. There are events, however, which must take place to confirm or disprove these kinds of speculations, but this could very well be the precursor or harbinger of things to come. Comparing the correlating verses from Luke chapter 21 and Matthew chapter 24, we can get a clearer view of prophesied events of the last days, specifically targeting similar events in the Middle East and Israel. Luke chapter 21 and Matthew chapter 24 give us a look at the events leading up to the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, which is the beginning of the 7 years of the Great Tribulation, also known as Daniel's 70th week, the great and terrible day of the Lord. The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As seen in Luke 21. Luke 21 verses 5-9, Amplified Bible Version, annotated, as some were talking about the temple, that it was decorated with beautiful stones and consecrated offerings, of magnificent gifts of gold which were displayed on the walls and hung in the porticos, he said, "As for all these things which you see, the time will come when there will not be one stone left on another that will not be torn down." They asked him, "Jesus, teacher, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to happen?" He said, "Be careful and see to it that you are not misled, for many will come in my name, acting as if they are me or pretending to act on my behalf as leaders of religious organizations calling themselves the Church, appropriating for themselves the name, and the authority of, Messiah which belongs to me alone, saying, I am he, thereby implying and acting in a way that says, I have the authority of Jesus as given by his Father, and, the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and disturbances, civil unrest, revolts, uprisings, do not panic, for these things must take place first, but the end will not come immediately. The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As compared to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 verses 1-5, Amplified Bible Version, annotated, Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the magnificent and massive buildings of the temple. And he said to them, "Do you see all these things? I assure you and most solemnly say to you, not one stone here will be left on another, which will not be torn down." While Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, and said, "Tell us, when will this destruction of the temple take place, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end, completion, consummation, of the age?" Jesus answered, "Be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error. For many will come in my name, acting as if they are me or pretending to act on my behalf as leaders of religious organizations calling themselves the Church, misusing it, and appropriating the strength of the name which belongs to me, saying, I am the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, thereby implying and acting in a way that says, I have the authority of Jesus as given by his Father, and they will mislead many." The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As seen in Luke 21. Things to come. Luke 21 verses 10-11, Then Jesus told them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be violent earthquakes, and in various places famines and, deadly and devastating, pestilences, plagues, epidemics, and there will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven." Note, Jesus spoke these prophetic words in the future tense in or around AD 30. So, although there have always been wars, conflicts, earthquakes, famines, plagues and epidemics, they will greatly increase in their frequency and intensity, and Ezekiel 38 describes the crescendo of these events. Jesus pinpoints the season of these events as he links them with the words, "and there will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven," which is a direct link to the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, which is the beginning of the great and terrible day of the Lord and the wrath of the Lamb, marking the 70th week of Daniel and the beginning of the final 7 years of the tribulation, the sixth and seventh seal of the great tribulation, the seven trumpet judgments and the seven bowls of wrath. The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As seen in Luke 21. Luke 21 verses 12-19, "But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, turning you over to the synagogues and prisons, and bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake," which is the amplifying and intensifying of the breaking of the fifth tribulation seal. This will be a time and an opportunity for you to testify about me. So, make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves, for I will give you skillful words and wisdom which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. But you will be betrayed and handed over even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be continually hated by everyone because of your association with my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your patient endurance, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you will gain your souls. The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As compared to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 verses 6 to 14, you will continually hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end of the age. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs, of the intolerable anguish and the time of unprecedented trouble. Then they will hand you over to endure tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time many will be offended and repelled by their association with me, and will fall away from the one whom they should trust, and will betray one another, handing over believers to their persecutors, and will hate one another. Many false prophets will appear and mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. But the one who endures and bears up under suffering to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end of the age will come. The return of Jesus and the end of the age. As seen in Luke 21. Luke 21 verse 20, but when you see Jerusalem surrounded by hostile armies, then understand, with confident assurance, that her, Israel's, complete destruction is near. At that time, those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are inside the city, Jerusalem, must get out, and those who are out in the country must not enter the city, for these are days of vengeance, of rendering full justice or satisfaction, so that all things which are written will be fulfilled. Woe to those women who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. For great trouble and anguish will be on the land, and wrath and retribution on this people, Israel. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles, a race of people, the nations of the heathen world, Gentiles, joined by practicing pagan and heathen customs and common culture, unbelieving Gentiles, non-Jews, are fulfilled, completed.